Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I want to talk about acts of kindness today, and I think it's sort of interesting. Jim and I didn't compare notes, but he earlier talked about volunteering, and they kind of go hand in hand. A good way to do acts of kindness is to volunteer, to be in a group, help somebody out. That's a part of acts of kindness. One thing before to talk more about that is that I just wanted to mention that yesterday was Equal Pay Day. That means that women had to work until April 12th to earn the same amount of money that a man would in a year. So just to say that was yesterday. Well, what sort of got me thinking about acts of kindness, you know, you see that in the news every once in a while. There'll be a week, somebody, some group will say we need to do this more. But there was an article with some research that related to acts of kindness appear to be an easy way to reduce anxiety. Now, I'm not sure if you've experienced anxiety. I think we all have experienced anxiety in a short term, but we're talking here about people who are constantly anxious, and much of that anxiety is related to going out and being in a group or meeting somebody, you know, something that's not the usual thing to do. And when you have saying, I'm not going to do that, or have a real fear of doing that, that's serious anxiety. So the way in this report to kind of lessen that anxiety is to step out just a little bit. It can be just a little bit. And as these researchers say, anxiety tends to turn people inward, make them more introspective, and therefore less socially engaged. And scientists have shown that people who are more self-focused do experience greater levels of anxiety. So they did a bit of research they had a group of 115 socially anxious college students. Now, in a way that seems that, you know, think of college students as being very social, but there are some college students that have, you know, lots of concerns about all the things that they need to do. So anyhow, in this 115 college students, the first group was asked to engage in 3 acts of kindness a day, 2 days a week, over 4 weeks. And we'll talk more about acts of kindness, but some examples they used were the participants included washing a roommate's dishes, mowing a neighbor's lawn, donating to charity. Acts of kindness don't need to be big things or expensive things. The second group was asked to insert themselves into a social situation, also over a 4-week span. And these situations include asking a stranger for the time. It's not a big deal for most of us, but for some people it is. Or another one was asking another person to lunch. This would probably be somebody they know. And also subjects were instructed to do deep breathing exercises beforehand to make their tasks easier to perform. And then the third group was merely asked to keep a diary of their personal events. So what came out of that? Now remember, this is a study of 115 people and it was over 4-week span. So a month. The results: the first group that were asked to engage in acts of kindness experienced a greater overall reduction in avoidance goals. That is, they experienced fewer instances of avoiding social situations because of their fear of rejection or conflict. So I think bottom line, whether you are a person who has great anxiety or just an ordinary person, doing acts of kindness pretty much makes us feel good. And then a long time ago, I had clipped out this article that's called Raise Kind Kids, and had some suggestions for how to do that. And these were parents of an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old that wants the children to recognize need and respond to it. So instead of leaving it to chance, she and her husband are creating a culture of caring at home with acts of kindness. toward their playmates, toward family members, toward people out in the community, perhaps in groups. So they are setting an example, and I would say they're mentoring their children to grow up to be kind people. Now, also, in terms of acts of kindness, I went on the internet. Where else do we get information when we need information? To our friends, perhaps. But one of the lists I pulled off, there are lists of 35 acts of kindness, lists of 100 acts of kindness, more and more lists, just in case you needed to get started. Well, the first list was 35 acts of kindness, and most people also talk about random acts of kindness. It was from Oprah. And as I went down the list, there were several that I thought, well, I think this is just plain good manners, but maybe we're not learning good manners. For instance, don't interrupt when someone is talking. Say thank you and please and mean it. Say excuse me. As I say, some of those things I think are supposed to be good manners, but the times change and sometimes those things don't get handed down. So some simple things on her list seem pretty natural to me, but for some people might not even enter their minds. Say good morning to the person standing next to you, wherever that happens to be. Maybe it's in line at the grocery store or, wherever it happens to be. And as I said, some of these require no money. Some of them do require some money. Pay the toll for the driver behind you. Well, we don't have that opportunity, but perhaps the person ahead of you in the grocery line or in some place where they're paying cash and they're short 5 pennies, 10, 4 pennies, 10 cents, whatever. You know, volunteer if you have that in your possession to pay that. It reduces their stress greatly. Take a minute to direct someone who is lost, even though you're in a hurry. This one takes a little more time. Write a letter to a child who could use some extra attention. Kids love getting mail. You know some kids who would love getting mail and probably never get mail? Offer to pick up groceries for an elderly neighbor, especially in extreme weather. And I know there are those of you out there who do those kinds of things for your neighbors and for older people that you know. You do that all the time. Say I love you to someone you love. That seems like something that should happen often. Put a coin in an expired meter. Now, there would be a random act that nobody would know. You know, you go by the expired meter and you just put the coin in. Nobody knows. Now, that I really call it a random act of kindness. Help a mother carry her baby stroller up the stairs or hold a door open for her. You know, holding the door open, that goes back to me, those manners. Bring your assistant coffee, bring your coworkers coffee, bring your coworkers another kind of snack that usually we say donuts. Here's one that could reduce some road rage. Let a fellow driver merge into your lane. Offer to babysit for a single mom. Put your shopping cart back in place. And that not only is an act of kindness, it also saves money for the stores if you do that. Here's an interesting one. Call or write a teacher who changed your life. And that one note, that one call would be remembered forever. I can tell you from personal experience. This one might be a bit of a challenge depending on your financial situation. Forgive someone a debt and never bring it up again. Listen with all your senses. Really listen. That's a tough one to do sometimes because we're already thinking about what it is we want to say. So listening is a real art. Throw away your trash and someone else's at the park or wherever you see it. Volunteer to take care of a friend's dog while he is vacationing. Help a friend pack for a move. There would be a big job. Before a friend moves away, this one would take some thinking. Give her or him your favorite recipe or quote and a photo of the two of you if you have one. Leave a generous tip for a pleasant waiter. And pass along a great book you've just finished reading. Well, those are just some of the possibilities. You can think up your own list of 100 or 1,000 things. Perhaps, I'm sure, many of you already do them and you don't even think of them as acts of kindness, or when you don't expect a return of any kind, even a thank you. Somebody doesn't even know you did it. You feel good about yourself, but that's a truly random act of kindness. And if you want more information about it, if you really want to, for instance, write to kids who are hospitalized, et cetera, go online, and there are places that you can do that. So today, what's your act going to be? The smallest act of kindness is worth more than the greatest intention.